So NBC Universal announced that it's canceling its broadcast of next year's Golden Globes. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barca reports, the news follows controversy over the organization that's been giving out awards for film and television since the 1940s.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the HFPA, has long been accused of many things, including shady dealings, corruption, and a lack of diversity.
Let's have a laugh at your expense.
In 2020, Golden Globes host Ricky Gervais roasted Hollywood and the HFPA during his opening monologue.
Many talented people of color were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So...
Earlier this year, the Los Angeles Times published an explosive expose revealing the nonprofit organization has zero black members among the 86 who vote on the awards. That was pointed out again by co-host Tina Fey during this year's Golden Globe ceremony.
Inclusivity is important, and there are no black members of the Hollywood Foreign Press. I realize HFPA, maybe you guys didn't get the memo because your workplace is the back booth of a French McDonald's, but you got to change that.
Three board members of the HFPA came on stage to talk about the issue, too.
We recognize we have our own work to do. Just like in film and television, black representation is vital. We must have black journalists in our organization.
We must also ensure everyone from all underrepresented communities gets a seat at our table, and we are going to make that happen.
That means creating an environment where diverse membership is the norm.
But criticism against the HFPA mounted. Hollywood A-listers and their publicists wrote an open letter demanding change and threatening boycott. This week, actor Tom Cruise reportedly returned his three Golden Globes in protest. Yesterday, Amazon and Warner Media announced they were boycotting any dealings with the HFPA. They followed Netflix, whose co-CEO Ted Sarandos wrote a letter that NPR secured. "We know that you have many well-intentioned members who want real change," he wrote, "but Netflix and many of the talent and creators we work with cannot ignore the HFPA's collective failure to address these crucial issues with urgency and rigor." The HFPA pledged to reform, saying it'd find a new CEO, an officer for diversity, equity, and inclusion, a new code of conduct, and outreach for new members. But that was not enough for NBC Universal. In a statement, it said it believed the HFPA is committed to meaningful reform, but, quote, "change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we feel strongly that the HFPA needs time to do it right." NBC says if the Hollywood Foreign Press Association does change, it might broadcast the Golden Globes in 2023. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.